Today's gospel reading about St. Philip is one of my favorite in Scripture. In fact, if I were to create a motto that you have to put on the bottom of a coat of arms or something, I think it would be these words of St. Philip today: Master, show us the Father. Show us the Father. I think that'd be a good motto. First of all, because St. Philip is one of my patrons. My middle name is Philip, and I've always taken the Apostle Philip to be my special patron. He doesn't show up in Scripture a whole lot, but where he does, I think it's really important. It shows today, it looks like Jesus kind of criticizes Philip. And to some extent that might be true, that Philip is not able to understand immediately or recognize how Jesus is God and that the Father is in him and that he and the Father are one. That's still a little bit too deep a theology at this point for Philip. He knows he's been with Jesus a long time, and Jesus is always referring to his Father. To Philip's credit, and this is why I like it, he wants this intimacy with the Father that he sees Jesus has. He sees Jesus pray. He hears Jesus talk with love about the Father. Philip wants that. Master, show us the Father, and that will be enough for us. Philip does not realize yet that to see Jesus is to see the Father, but the desire there is right. All of us should have a great longing to be with God, to see God. Jesus uses the word, know. Do you know me, Philip? That is our great goal in life. The word know, to know someone in biblical language, implies a very deep intimacy. It is said that Adam knew his wife Eve, and she conceived and bore Abel. So we see when Jesus says that we are to know him and to know the Father, that is really what Philip is asking, even though he doesn't know it yet. He wants to have this intimate union with God. We don't know a whole lot about Saints Philip and James. We know, of course, that they were chosen to be members of the intimate 12, the apostles of Jesus. Jesus himself points out Philip has been with him all this time. These are the ones who stood by him. And indeed, they come to not only follow Jesus through their lives, but will both of them eventually give their lives in martyrdom. Philip probably being crucified, James becoming the head of the church in Jerusalem and being martyred there. This is James the Less, so-called the Less, because he was younger than James the Greater, one of Zebedee's sons that we are remembering. But this James also died as a martyr in Jerusalem. I had the great opportunity to be at the tomb of Saints Philip and James in Rome, in the crypt of the Church of the Holy Apostles, the Santi Apostoli, and under the high altar are buried the remains of Saints Philip and James. It was a great day to just go and pray at the tomb of my special patron, but I think one that can be a great patron for all of us, to ask in our hearts to see the Father. I think also very important for our day to pray for fathers, how much we need good fathers. Show us the Father, I think, is also the cry of our society today. We are seeing a crisis in fatherhood, so we pray through the intercession of St. Philip that we may truly have good fathers in our country, fathers who care about their children, fathers who are willing to be courageous, to lay down their lives for protection of their family, as St. Philip laid down his life. Pray for Thanksgiving for my own father today, who begins his first day of retired life. He's probably sitting at home now. Maybe he'll listen to this homily on the internet. So I wish my own father certainly a happy first day of retirement, as it is through our fathers on earth that we are shown a glimpse of the love of our Father in heaven. So today we rejoice in the gifts of St. Philip and James. May they pray for us. May we one day come to see the Father face to face.